Hello, this is Kathy Clugston with the BBC News. The head of Poland's Supreme Court, Małgorzata Gersdorf, has turned up for work in defiance of a new law obliging judges to retire at her age, 65. Adam Easton was outside the Supreme Court as Mrs. Gersdorf arrived, surrounded by her supporters.
Well, I'm stood outside the Supreme Court now, where the Chief Justice has just arrived, and she's going, as she said, she's going to try and go into her office today. There are a couple of security guards and some police at the entrance. She was forced into retirement from midnight because she is 65, although Mrs. Gersdorf says that the Polish Constitution guarantees her a six-year mandate, which does not end until April 2020.
The former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has been charged with criminal breach of trust and corruption at a court in Kuala Lumpur. Mr. Najib has been ordered to surrender his passports. Michael Bristow is in Kuala Lumpur.
The charges faced by Mr. Najib all relate to 1NDB, the investment fund he set up and ran while he was Malaysia's Prime Minister. He's accused of taking $10 million. Mr. Najib pleaded not guilty to four charges and was granted bail. His trial is expected to start in February. The spokesman for Mr. Najib said the case was politically motivated, but the Attorney General, who's leading the prosecution himself, said there was a strong case to answer.
Officials in Thailand say the children's football team, trapped deep in a flooded cave system, are now in good enough health to be moved. Plans to get the boys out are being rehearsed, and water continues to be pumped from the caves. A new video has been released in which the team are seen joking with the divers who are staying with them until they can be brought out safely. Jonathan Head reports.
The Thai authorities say they're looking for full-face diving masks in smaller sizes, which are easier for untrained divers to use. One plan they're working on is to give the boys diving lessons and then bring them out one by one through the flooded passages by which their rescuers came. A risky move, say caving experts. They're also continuing to divert streams going into the caves and to pump water out. Other Thai officials have said there's no rush to extract the boys, but the reality of an advancing rainy season, which will raise water levels in the caves, may force their hand.
World News from the BBC.